I figured I'd use the name Louie.
My dog's name is Capers. I named him after a horse, which we have.
My dog's name is Boo-Boo. Boo-Boo the Woodlands, and her name came from our place in the country, plus the fact of Boo-Boo is known as chocolate, and that's her color. And my other poodle, which is the same color, and she's called Jolly of Jura.
Well, she's a little broad in the beam, so we named her Fanny.
Sir Lancelot. That was his pedigree name. Of course, it's been shortened. He's Lance now, or Lancy, as the case may be.
Lucky?
How'd you name him?
Some neighbors said, oh, what a lucky little dog to have in such a nice home. Oh, I says, that's enough. Lucky's his name. I says, have it luck. I wanted to give him a different name, but she gave him Lucky.
His name is Holly House Philippe, the real French name, so we call him Flip Flop.
What is his name again?
Holly House Philippe. We call him Flip Flop.
Peppy. When we first bought him from Gimbel's, he looked like he was more dead than alive, and he laid there in a corner, so I just figured he has no life at all, we just call him Peppy.
Sinbad. He's a child of sin, and so we called him Sinbad.
Button. Because he's as cute as a button.
Timothy O'Tara.
Finian's Rainbow.
George.
Demitasse.
Sin, and so we called him Sinbad.
Button, because he's as cute as a button.
Timothy O'Tara.
Finian's Rainbow.
George.
Demitasse.
We called her Susie. We didn't have any children at the time, and when this particular dog...
Tony finally bought a paper-covered...
Well, they were using that expression a lot. All right, Louis dropped the gun.
Yeah.
So,
what degree does she have?
Yeah.
How did he get his name?
Well, his French name was Philippe, and the letter, because he was a letter that all began with P's, and we couldn't pronounce that, so we thought Flip was much better. Mm-hmm. And the way I got into this obedience was he was such a lively dog, I couldn't handle it.
Well, his name is Peppy, and he's a year old. And we've had him since he was 6 weeks old. And I've never had him in school. He's never been trained, but only what we train him at home. But he's very obedient, he's very good, and he's very intelligent. I said he's just like a little person. If he could only talk, that's the only thing he doesn't do, really.
Is he your dog?
Well, no, I gave it to her.
Yeah.
Yes, she wanted a dog.
What's your dog's name?
To him.
Well, Gobi is the name of a very famous desert in Asia. And when we got our little dog, he was so wet that we were hoping a name of a desert would sort of dry him up, and it worked.
At least Stan named her Fanny.
I call one of them Freckles because at the time I got this dog, she was... of course, freckled, as the most of the German shorthairs are, and my children were small, and actually they gave the dog the name. And my other dog is called Legs, because when he was a puppy, I had him in a kennel where they bred nothing but dachshunds, and he seemed to be the only one with long legs. They called him Legs. Mm-hmm. So we called her Susie. We didn't have any children at the time, and when this particular dog was about 10 years old, we were fortunate, and we got a little girl, and we started to search for a name. And while my wife was still in the hospital, she said, you know, I still like the name Susie. So I said, so what? So call her Susie. So she said, but what would our friends say? So I said, well, don't worry about the friends. We'll simply change the dog's name. That's all there is to it. And we called the dog Poochie from then on.
And somehow. Child.
Said, and my daughter's name is Susan.
What's your dog's name? And